It's a thunderous yet reassuring sound. A water-dropping helicopter, part of a small air force of choppers and air tankers, makes yet another run at the Sherpa brush fire. Taylor Jones, who lives in Refugio Canyon, is grateful for the firefighting efforts. He says the flames roared down behind his ranch home overnight Wednesday.
I stayed till about 11:30, and my brother-in-law, who's actually a sheriff, came back up, and they started the back burn about 2 in the morning right here behind his house. And that was pretty insane.
Jones jumps on a tractor to clear brush between the two houses and the property and Refugio Road to give firefighters more clear area to work with. Firefighters remove potential unburned fuel behind the homes.
Went up that hill, and then they're working back over here now. They're probably going to do another backburn style to get the rest of that vegetation out of there. And then that way the risk is a lot lower.
You're doing your own clearing here?
Yeah, we're trying to cut the main road so that they do need to get over here. They can, so it doesn't jump across the road.
Further up windy and narrow Refugio Road, there's a mingling of the sounds of firefighters using chainsaws to remove dead tree branches and the water-dropping helicopters. Tim Gills has a Cal Fire crew trying to widen a fire break between some charred hillsides and unburned brush.
Steep, rugged terrain. You have heavy brush, obviously, the access, and then getting crews and equipment to and from the fire line make it difficult.
And your guys right now, it looks like you're kind of trying to get ahead of the fire here and cut some fire break here?
That's correct. We're trying to put fire in below here and tie it in with up on top.
The problem is the higher you go up the rugged mountainsides, the more they're covered with thick chaparral, which hasn't burned for decades.
This has been a significant and challenging fire. It's burning in an area notorious for life and property loss, structure loss, and fuels that have not burned for over 70 years.
Santa Barbara County Fire Chief Eric Peterson says the explosive nature of the chaparral combined with the rugged canyons and limited roads combined to make it a tough and dangerous fire to fight.
We are all putting forth tremendous effort to keep this fire in its box. We understand that the evacuations and road closures have been difficult for many people, but they've been absolutely necessary.
That terrain has made the air attack critical, with helicopters used for pinpoint drops and air tankers, including a giant converted DC-10 jetliner, painting swaths of mountainsides with fire retardants. Scott Gelbert, a unit chief with Cal Fire, says we've been fortunate in that there aren't any other major fires in the state right now which would divide resources.
We're pretty fortunate right now that we don't have a lot of fire activity throughout the state. That could change this weekend as the heating trend is going to increase, so we all have to be careful out there. All the agencies are working close hand-in-hand, and we're going to continue to do that until we have this fire controlled.
Refugio Canyon resident Taylor Jones says he can't thank the firefighters enough for saving his home.
They saved the houses, so that's all that matters.
So you got to be feeling pretty good about these guys right now.
Yeah, I want to give them all a hug.
In Refugio Canyon, that's Sir Roscoe. KCLU News.